Jack Mojo and Claudine have been lowered from the Zeppelin down to the island floating in the sky. Soon after landing, they encountered what appeared to be a giant bush. But suddenly, the leaves and branches withdrew, leaving a woman who appeared to be part plant and part machine.
Do you think growing leaves is fashion on this island, or is it just a way for machines to appear to be green?
I don't know, but I hope those other trees and bushes don't start turning into mechanical women.
Look, Claudine just walked right up to her.
She's got more nerve than I do.
Je m'appelle Claudine. Je suis une amie.
Oh my God. She does speak French.
Quel est votre nom?
Claudine, did she say her name is Andola?
Yes, that's what you said.
An android?
More like a robot.
Comprenez-vous l'anglais? Oui.
Herr Flanders?
Yes, Captain.
What has happened to the big bush?
She withdrew her branches, and what's left is a mechanical woman.
A robotter?
She appears to be part machine and part plant.
Fantastic.
And she can speak.
No.
Yeah, her name is Andola.
She's android?
Well, sort of.
She friendly?
So far, yeah.
Good, good, good. Fantastic. But be careful. If you need assistance, call.
You bet.
You know, Andola's been talking to Claudine, and she's sounding a lot less squeaky.
Well, that's good. I was going to ask the captain for an oil can.
Shall we walk over and say bonjour?
Prévu. Lead the way. Hey, what do you think she's made of?
Well, it looks like maybe iron, copper, brass. But a lot of her surface appears to be leaves and moss.
She is the strangest looking female I've ever seen.
Jack, Mojo, meet Andola.
Glad to meet you, ma'am. I'm Mojo Sam.
Mojo Sam?
I'm Jack Flanders.
Jack Flanders.
Andola, are there others like you on the island?
No, no others.
When was the last time you saw another human being?
I will have to check the records.
You don't recall?
I contain only a small memory.
I see. Do you know who created you?
Do you know who created you?
Well, that's not so easy to answer.
I know.
Man, we got us a mechanical woman with a sense of humor.
Andola, what's that building in the center of the island?
Is it a temple?
It is a shrine.
Is it sacred?
Yes, it is sacred.
Someone's buried there?
Yes, someone is buried there.
Is it a saint?
I do not know.
Will you show us the shrine?
No, I will not.
Will you show us the island?
Yes, I will show you the island.
Flanders.
Who is that?
It's the voice of our capitaine.
Flanders.
He's in that zeppelin you see floating up there.
Yes, Captain.
I must speak with you and Mojo.
Jack, are you coming?
You two go ahead, all right? We'll catch up later.
All right. Don't get lost.
Herr Flanders?
I'm here, Captain.
The stupa. What is it?
Andola said it was a shrine.
She said it's sacred.
Who is buried there?
We don't know.
I want you to investigate. I have an inkling about this island.
Can you tell us what that inkling is, Captain?
Go there. Tell me what you find.
If that place is sacred, I think we should ask permission.
What was that?
Mojo thinks that we should ask for permission.
Where's the robot?
She's not exactly a robot. She's some kind of mechanical plant woman.
Is she there?
No. She and Claudine have gone off together.
Good. You can investigate without intrusion.
Without intrusion? Man, we're the ones intruding.
Captain, look, if this is a sacred shrine, then...
Well, I'm not too keen on leaving my footprints in someone's sacred dust.
Mojo, How religious can a mechanical woman be anyway?
Huh? Well, I've known people who react pretty mechanically when it comes to religion.
Yeah, that's true. But come on, let's take a look. We probably won't be able to get inside anyway.
Oh, man. I hope we don't encounter any giant rolling boulders. I can't run as fast as I used to.
Jack and Mojo now stand before the giant stupa.
This thing's a lot bigger up close.
Hey, look, there's an opening. But there's not even a door. It's just wide open.
There's holes for windows all along the sides.
Yeah.
And look at all the plants growing right up and through the windows.
Yeah. It's nice and cool in here.
Seems well kept. There's no dust.
Well, maybe someone's acting as housekeeper.
Must be Andola. Unless she's got some sisters we haven't met yet.
You know, they say the original design of the stupa was based on the Buddha sitting in meditation. On his head is a crown. That's the top of the stupa.
Yeah, well, stupas held sacred relics. See what they got here? There's all kinds of gears and clockwork stuff.
Yeah. They're set about like little offerings.
You know, Jack, I'm not feeling good about this.
Really? Well, we can turn back, but... Oh, wait, look. It opens into a dome-shaped chamber.
There's little windows all around.
Look at the plants growing in here.
Well, let's not step on them.
Mojo, there's a sarcophagus.
Uh-oh. I figured this was a tomb.
Hey, look. There's an inscription.
Can you read it?
No, not really. Oh, wait a minute. I have my Zippo here somewhere.
Oh! Did you see that?
What?
Those little plant tendrils. They just jerked back like you were going to burn them.
Oh, my leafy friends. I'm really sorry about that. Now, let's see what it says here. Dr. Werner von Falkenstein.
What kind of Stein was that? Oh, man, are you reading that right?
Yeah, Mojo, it's Falcon, not Franken.
He must have been one important dude to get a shrine like this.
You know, he may have created Andola. Who knows?
Well, if that's true, this is quite a tribute she's got going here.
Herr Flanders!
Oh, yes, Captain.
Were you able to enter the stupa?
Yeah, we're inside now.
What have you found?
There are open windows along the sides, and plants are growing inside the stupa.
Vines?
No, plants with tendrils, not really vines.
That is all you found?
Well, in the center is a sarcophagus.
Good.
Yeah, there's an inscription on the side.
Can you read it?
It appears to be in German. It looks like... Glauben Sie mehr, denken Sie weniger?
Glauben Sie mehr, denken Sie weniger. Is that all?
No, there's a name. Dr. Werner von Falkenstein.
No.
Yes.
Are you certain?
I am.
I cannot believe this.
Captain, do you know who that is?
Dr. von Falkenstein was a famous scientist. In fact, he was so famous, he was infamous.
Oh, man.
Dr. von Falkenstein was known as the Mad Botanist.
I knew it. Falken or Franken, it's still bad news.
Have you opened the sarcophagus?
The what? Oh, the sarcophagus.
No way. I'm not going to do that.
What was that?
Mojo feels we may have stepped into a sacred space. And maybe we shouldn't disturb things.
I understand. But I need to know, is the body of Dr. von Falkenstein inside the sarcophagus?
If you want to come down and look for yourself, that's up to you, Captain.
No. You are there. Simply look and see, is there a body? Yes or no?
No way, man.
Herr Flanders, you can open the sarcophagus?
Well, we could... probably slide the lid back and take a peek.
Well, I don't want to look at no mummy.
I doubt that Dr. von Falkenstein would have been mummified. Now please look inside, yeah?
Okay, Mojo, I'm gonna need a hand here.
Captain, We're standing on the edge of Desecration Row here.
Look inside the sarcophagus. That is an order.
Come on, Mojo. Do what he says. Come on, heave-ho, all right?
I hope I live long enough to regret this.
Okay, on three now. One, two, three.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we did it.
What is inside?
Oh, just a second. Let me get my Zippo. There.
Oh, man. Did you see those planes jump again? They really don't like fire.
What do you see? Tell me.
There's a skeleton dressed in what appears to be what's left of a lab coat.
Oh, it is the Magbotanist. I knew it. I knew it.
Wait, if you knew it, why did you make us do it?
I had to be certain. This is a wonderful discovery, my friends. Truly wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Dr. Werner von Falkenstein was a brilliant geneticist. I will tell you more later. Danke, danke, my friend.
Well, I'm really glad we could help.
When you see the mechanical woman, ask her about Herr Dr. Werner von Falkenstein. I want to know everything she can tell you.
Captain, did you know Dr. Falkenstein?
No, no. I only know about him. He was a hero of mine.
Jack, I think it's time we vamoose.
Yeah. Captain, we're leaving the stupa now.
Okay, yeah. Good, good. Ciao.
Well, it's a nice sacred shrine, but sure wouldn't want to live here.
Well, it's not a bad place to be entombed.
Yeah, if you're dead. Not so good if you're not.
Okay, Jack. Let's put the lid back.
Oh, yeah, right. You ready? Well, shall we tippy-toe out of here?
Try not to step on any plants. They've been giving me the evil eye ever since we stepped in here.
Well, we haven't broken or squashed anything. I think we'll be just fine.
And meanwhile, back on the great Zeppelin, the Illuminato.
You knew of Dr. Werner von Falkenstein?
They called him the Mad Botanist. He believed plants have an intelligence that is far more complex than animal or even human.
He was ahead of his time.
He was a pioneer of plant neurobiology. He recognized that plants can communicate to one another. They have very sophisticated brains that extend throughout their entire body.
They are not a lower form of intelligence?
A different form of intelligence. Learning and memory are important for kin recognition in animals. But it is not an option in plants.
Well, then how do they communicate?
Some communicate through their roots. They send distress messages or secrete chemicals to make it less attractive. Dr. von Falkenstein believed they can send out airborne cues through their pollen.
Oh, I am surprised that you know so much about Herr Dr. Hendrik.
As a child, I was fascinated by his work.
What happened to Herr von Falkenstein?
He was constantly mocked, even by his colleagues. Then one day, he vanished.
And they have built a shrine for him? And he is entombed here?
I believe that is so. The plants on this island, including the mechanical woman, they may all be the creations of the mad genius. Do you realize what this means, Contessa?
No, I do not.
Dr. von Falkenstein may have found a way for plants and machines, and even human beings, to communicate with one another. If this is so, this may affect the entire world.
But are there not dangers?
Dangers? Why do you say that?
Remember the vines we encountered on the other island.
Oh, those vines, they were stupid. Wrapping themselves around our Zeppelin, pulling us down into the jungle.
Henrik, those vines were not stupid.
You're right, Contessa. The vines, they were quite clever.
The vines? Maybe even they had a sense of humor.
Perhaps they were laughing. And at my expense.
Stop now. Should we not warn Claudine and Mojo and Jack?
Yes, of course. Dr. von Falkenstein, the day will come when your genius will finally be acknowledged throughout the world.
Henrik, there is a fine line between genius and madness.
Contessa? There's no line at all.